I was bucking the politicians, and that's what I had to go along with if I wanted to be elected. But I was fighting them far as hard as I could.
I understand.
Right now, the outfit we got in Iberville Parish, right here where I live, is the crookedest thing that ever was. The people in this parish won't have anything to do with it except the crooked part, or get something there. You see, these politicians know how to deal with the people now. The old Jessalusso, that's our sheriff's name.
Yeah.
He's pussyfooting around me for... He knows I'm... So he was elected one time, and after our office, he was forced to resign because of the crooked work he's done. Then he comes back the next term and runs, and these people vote for him 1,000%. After all that, the people in this parish are not capable of judging and governing themselves. They proved it. But they don't know what good government is from bad government. And Uso, everything I heard once in a while, I see him, and he knows. After he was elected the last time, he was up at my nephew's house, and I was up there with him. And they brought him back in the room where I was and said, "There he is, now there he is." He says he didn't vote for him. Don't you believe it, he voted for you, that's for just Uso, the sheriff. He said he voted for it, but even though he says he don't. I said, "Let me tell you one thing, partner." I said, "Don't you let him fool you." I said, "I didn't vote for you. I want you to know that." He said, "I know you didn't. They ain't fooling me." But now I'm the kind of guy that he would like to get in with him. And he's nice to me, just as nice as he can be. Always offering to do something for me. He's a politician. He knows how to win people over, how to get the votes. And I believe he can stay in office just as long as he wants to, regardless of how crooked it gets. Because of some little good deed he dishes out of it. Well, this reminded me, some years ago I was reading about an old Englishman, old Frenchman. This was happened during the early history of this country. This French politician, I don't remember who he was now, but I was telling a friend of mine that's always coming here, he's a lawyer, he lives down the road here. And he told me who this man was, as I'm trying to think of it anyhow. That's
the Tocqueville?
Huh?
The Tocqueville?
I wouldn't know, I don't believe I'd know. That don't sound like it. But this old politician came here to visit this country and observe a young democracy at work.
Yeah.
And of course, when he got ready to leave, the reporters gathered around him and they wanted to get a statement from him. That's just what he thought about a democracy. And he said, "I can tell you in a few words," he says, "a democracy will last only as long as it takes the politicians to learn that they can perpetuate themselves in office with taxpayers' money. Whenever they learn that, that'd be..." He said, "That's how long it's going to last. Then you might have a government that you call for a democracy, but it won't be. It'll be a dictatorial government." And that's exactly what you got right now. So, we have no choice. We have to vote who the politicians put up for us. You have to belong to a ring or you ain't going to be elected.
The ringer?
Well, the political ring, yeah.
Yeah.
You have to get in with the politicians if you want to be elected. They are running the country.